This first trade policy review of Vietnam has provided an excellent opportunity to improve our understanding of its trade and investment policies. I would like to sincerely thank His Excellency Mr. Quoc Khan Tran, Vice Minister of Industry and Trade, Ambassador Trung Tan Nguyen, Permanent Representative of Vietnam to the WTO, and the rest of the very large Vietnamese delegation for their open, frank, and constructive engagement throughout this exercise. I would also like to thank Ambassador Francisco Pires Gordillo, Permanent Representative of Uruguay to the WTO, for his interventions as discussant. Vietnam's written answers to the over 500 written questions have been well appreciated by members, and we look forward to its replies to the additional and outstanding questions no later than 1 month after this meeting. Members congratulated Vietnam on its achievement in moving from being a low-income country with a centrally planned economy to become a market-led lower-middle-income economy. They strongly commended Vietnam on its impressive socioeconomic performance, allowing the country to substantially reduce its poverty levels and secure high growth rates over the last couple of decades, as well as its gradual integration to the multilateral trading system and rising competitiveness, making it an active player in export-led growth. Members recognize that these successes were the result of significant reforms initiated prior to, during, and after its WTO accession, and welcome Vietnam's determination to ensure that its WTO membership provides a renewed impetus for further domestic reform rather than being an end in itself. In this context, while noting the recent macroeconomic stabilization, some members also expressed concern over Vietnam's growth slowdown, underlying delays in the implementation of certain important structural reforms, not least of state-owned enterprises, and the systemic risks facing the financial sector. Vietnam was encouraged to address these macroeconomic and structural challenges, including through its Master Plan on Economic Restructuring from 2012, if it is to maintain its development trajectory and achieve its established objective of becoming a modern, industrialized country by 2020. Members commended Vietnam for its continued active pursuit of trade liberalization in multilateral, regional, and bilateral contexts. Many members praised Vietnam for its firm commitment to trade openness as a means for development and its rejection of protectionism in general. Members welcomed Vietnam's clear support for the WTO, the conclusion of the DDA, and a successful outcome in Bali, illustrated by its constructive role, among other things, as recently acceded member. At the same time, with such an ambitious regional and bilateral agenda, the need to ensure compatibility with the multilateral trading system was highlighted. Some members also invited Vietnam to accede to the GPA in an expedited manner and to join the ongoing negotiations to expand the coverage of the Information Technology Agreement, ITA. Members recognized Vietnam's serious efforts to implement its WTO accession package, among other things highlighting the extensive tariff reductions undertaken by Vietnam in its relative comprehensive services reforms, as well as expressed appreciation for Vietnam's efforts towards administrative reform, improved transparency of its trade regime, and enhanced protection and enforcement of intellectual property rights. Even so, despite the many positive and important steps taken to open up Vietnam's trade regime and instill necessary reforms of its economy, members pointed to a number of areas where further improvements could be made. The main, although admittedly non-exhaustive areas for possible improvement brought up by members during the review include the following point, and we take due note of the Vice Minister's constructive statement in this regard. First, transparency of regulatory and institutional framework. Several members noted that Vietnam's administrative and legal system remains complex, and its functioning could be improved through simplification, elimination of overlapping responsibilities, and increased transparency. Incoherence of laws and regulations and inconsistencies in their application by authorities present serious problems for economic operators. As also recognized by Vietnam, work to comply with its notification obligation towards the WTO needs to be stepped up, and members have taken due note of Vietnam's request for support in this area. Many members also saw a simpler, more stable, and predictable investment regime, including related to registration, as essential for Vietnam to attract more foreign direct investment. Second, tariff and non-tariff measures. Despite Vietnam's general thrust towards trade liberalization, a number of issues were highlighted by members, in their interventions and written questions, including frequent tariff changes and the use of the gap between bound and applied rates to support selected industries, and the relatively high tariff protection afforded to some industrial sectors and agriculture. Similarly, members pointed with concern to new licensing requirements, customs valuation, minimum or reference prices, and classification issues, tax incentives and subsidies, and local content requirements in government procurement. Concerns were also expressed regarding measures affecting specific goods, such as motor vehicles, pharmaceuticals, chemicals, and alcoholic beverages. Effective protection of intellectual property rights remains a matter of high priority for both Vietnam and many of its trading partners. Third, technical standards and sanitary and phytosanitary measures. Although some progress has been made in setting of technical regulations and standards and SBS measures, some members were concerned over the lack of sufficient opportunities to comment on proposals, that the measures were more trade restrictive than necessary, particularly those relating to food safety, and that the measures deviated from international standards. Members encouraged Vietnam to act in line with its international obligations, including under the TBT and SBS agreements. Fourth, state-owned enterprises and state control over the economy. While noting the steps taken to ensure equal treatment between foreign and domestic companies, Vietnam was strongly encouraged to continue reforms of its state-owned sector to create a more level playing field for all concerned. Considering the very sizable part of Vietnam's economy that is represented by state-owned enterprises, a number of members underlined that this situation runs the risk of negatively affecting the overall business environment in Vietnam and thereby hindering its future economic development. Fifth, sectoral issues. Some members noted the higher rate of protection and support for certain manufacturing activities, as well as new measures affecting mining royalties, some telecommunication activities, air transport distribution, and the broadcasting and film industry. Certain members recommended improving the operational framework of trade-related sectors, for example, electricity supply and transport infrastructure, besides regulatory reforms and trade liberalization in certain sectors. It was further noted that while agriculture production had increased considerably and Vietnam was now a major producer and exporter of several agricultural products, there was concern over the lack of information available on government assistance to the sector, as well as that support to the fisheries sector risks contributing to over-exploitation of fishing stocks. In conclusion, members generally recommended that Vietnam continues undertaking further trade policy and structural reforms to further improve its overall efficiency, productivity and competitiveness, and to maintain an open WTO-consistent trade and investment regime to secure sustainable growth and realize its full potential. Members invited Vietnam to avoid resorting to trade-restricting or distorting measures to promote domestic production. Members warmly welcome that this first TPR of Vietnam has provided an opportunity to assess the points of progress and to identify further ways forward. The numerous questions posed and the participation of a large number of delegations in this meeting reflect members' substantive interests in Vietnam's trade and investment policies and practices. In closing, I would like to thank the Vietnamese delegation, all the other delegations, the discussant and the secretariat for this successful review.